This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Couchbase Capella. Database as a service is flexible, full-featured, and fully managed with built-in access via key value, SQL, and full-text search. Flexible JSON documents align to your applications and workloads. Build faster with blazing fast in-memory performance and automated replication and scaling while reducing cost. Capella has the best price performance of any fully managed document database. Visit couchbase.com/screaminginthecloud to try Capella today for free and be up and running in 3 minutes with no credit card required. Couchbase Capella, make your data sing. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security. Lots happened. Let's tear into it. So there was a sort of yes, sort of no security issue with code build that I've talked about previously. The blog post I referenced has in fact been updated. AWS stated that we've updated the code build service to block all outbound network access for newly created code build projects, which contain a customer-defined VPC configuration, which indeed closes the gap. I love happy endings. On the other side, oof, Orca Security found a particularly nasty Azure breach called AutoWarp. You effectively could get credentials for other tenants by simply asking a high port on localhost for them via curl or netcat. This is bad enough. I'm dreading the AWS equivalent breach in another 4 months of them stonewalling a security researcher if the previous round of their nonsense silence about security patterns is any indicator. Google announces intent to acquire Mandiant. This is a big deal. Mandiant has been a notable center of excellent cybersecurity talent for a long time. Congratulations or condolences to any Mandougals in the audience. Please let me know how the transition goes for you. Hive Systems updated its password table for 2022, which is just a graphic that shows how long passwords of varying length and complexity would take to break on modern systems. The takeaway here is to use long passwords and use a password manager.
You know the drill. You're just barely falling asleep and you're jolted awake by an emergency page. That's right, it's your night on call, and this is the bad kind of Call of Duty. The good news is that you've got New Relic, so you can quickly run down the incident checklist and find the problem. You have an errors inbox that tells you that lambdas are good, RUM is good, but something's up in APM. So you click the error and find the deployment marker where it all began. Dig deeper. There's another set of errors. What is it? Of course, it's Kubernetes starting after an update. You ask that team to roll back and bam, problem solved. That's the value of combining 16 different monitoring products into a single platform. You can pinpoint issues down to the line of code quickly. That's why the dev and ops teams at DoorDash, GitHub, Epic Games, and more than 14,000 other companies use New Relic. The next late night call is just waiting to happen, so get New Relic before it starts. And you can get access to the whole New Relic platform at 100 gigabytes of data free forever with no credit card. Visit newrelic.com/morningbrief. That's newrelic.com/morningbrief.
And of course, another week, another terrifying security concern. This one is called Dirty Pipe. It's in the Linux kernel, and the name is evocative of something you'd expect to see demoed on stage at reInvent. Now, what AWS have to say? Two things. The first is manage AWS resources in your Slack channels with AWS Chatbot, a helpful reminder that it's important to restrict access to your AWS production environment down to just the folks at your company who need access to it. Oh, and to whoever can access your Slack workspace who works over at Slack, apparently. We don't talk about that one very much now, do we? And the second was how to set up federated single sign-on to AWS using Google Workspace. This is super aligned with what I want to do, but something about the way that it's described makes it sound mind-numbingly complicated. This isn't a problem that's specific to this blog post or even to AWS. It's industry-wide when it comes to SSO. I'm starting to think that maybe I'm the problem here. And lastly, AWS has open-sourced a tool called Cloud Saga, designed to simulate security events in AWS. This might better be known as testing out your security software, and with sufficiently poor communication, giving your CISO a heart attack. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security. If you've enjoyed it, please tell your friends about this place. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.